place. There shall they rehearse. Now that we're delivered, let's sing. Let's rehearse the righteous acts of the Lord, even the righteous acts towards the inhabitants of his village in Israel, toward other people. Then shall the people of the Lord go down to the gates. They'll possess the cities. God delivered them, Israel, away from the noise of conflict. Lord, I'll never forget, I lived in New Orleans for 4 years, and there were some neighbors behind me, and they woke me up, screaming and hollering at each other. I was ready. I didn't think one of them would live through the night, but I knew they did because they did it again and again. And then he'd crank his motorcycle up at 5 o'clock in the morning, brother. Why do y'all have to rev it up? I mean, what's the deal with that? And it's already started. Where's my motor? Why you got to rev it up? Come by me and go, blah, 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 blah. What do you got to do that for? I was stupid when I did that. I woke up and realized how stupid that was. I got in a tunnel the other day, and a couple of them them guys came through there on their motorcycle. Blah, 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 and I'm like, I hope you had fun, because I didn't. And they say, watch for motorcycles. Well, yeah, I'm watching for them, all right. I'm sorry, brother. Just carnal part of me. Y'all pray for me. I'm not well yet. The most vulnerable place to be attacked, Israel, is where you want to draw water, right? Go to the place. The archers would stay at places where they could hide in the rocks because they knew you had to have water. And so these archers would wait, and there at the water hole, they would get attacked as though they were scared to go get the water. But he's telling them, I have delivered you from the noise of conflict so that you can go to the water cooler. Hallelujah. And begin to talk about me at the water cooler and all the righteous acts that I've done. And you know, there's a lot of meetings that happen at the water cooler. Yeah, meet me at the water hole. Hallelujah. And he said, I want you to go down to the water hole. And there y'all drawing your water. Say, oh, ain't God good? Oh, he's so good. I'm so thankful he delivered me. I'm not worried anymore like I used to worry. Lord, when we was in that conflict, I was scared to come to this place. But now I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Oh, I'm so at peace with the Lord. God remove the noise of the fighting. And I'm here to tell you, you can't do anything for God as long as there's that noise going on. Moses came down off the mountain. He said, what is that I hear? It's the noise of war. No, it's the noise of victory. No, it's the noise of war. No, it was the noise of both. Some people claim the victory and still don't make evil noises. He said, I want you to proclaim the acts of the Lord. And the Lord has always had his act together. Still funny, huh? You're not going to pay me back or nothing, are you? Okay. Good. Boom, boom, boom. I know when you come by, you better have that helmet down, son. Praise the Lord. I got myself in trouble now. There's a gang in this church. A bunch of them. Brother Will is not here. Don't tell him, sister. Don't tell him, Brother Will. I might get me one, and I'll go pay all y'all back. God has always had his act together. He's waiting on you to get your act together. I'm telling you, I've said it before, the most beautiful people in the world are not the ones you will see on the cover of Glamour magazine. No, 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 no. The most beautiful people in the world are people that have their act together. Huh. I mean, people don't drive to Branson to see how pretty Sochi Tabuchi is. And I can't spell his name, but I can kind of say it. You know, I don't even know what country he's from. But you know why they go? He's got his act together. The queen of Ethiopia, Queen of Sheba, went across continents to get to see a Solomon who had his act together. She came in and watched and admired his men, how they performed. They admired how the instruments were carried out. She went back to her country and said, Lord, the half has not. That guy's got his act together. Nothing more beautiful than having your act together. Even the book of Acts is a book of wayward apostles that finally got their act together. One of them, I'll never leave you. They all might all leave you, them little punks, but not me. I'm with you, Jesus. He didn't have his act together. He left. But the day came. Here's what I'm talking about. The spirit of awakening. The day came. This same man who said, I won't leave you, didn't. He got consistent with what he said. And so he died. The Bible says, not the Bible, but history says that Peter, when he got ready to die, he said, don't crucify me right side up. Crucify me upside down. I'm not worthy to die like my Lord did. The Spirit woke him up. The same man that told a little damsel, I don't know him, says to the 16 nations that day, men and brethren, let me freely speak. That's what the Spirit does when it wakes you together. It brings a gathering together. And brother, there's a difference between a coming together and a gathering together. Two opponents get in a ring to box, they're coming together, but they're not gathering together. Now the crowd comes and they gather together for one purpose. See, anytime there's a gathering together, there's a gathering together for one purpose, not necessarily a coming together. But a gathering together is like when the cattle get ready to water, they come together. Two roosters may fight over a hen, but I'm telling you, come sundown, they're both roosting in the same pen. They shake hands and say, well, let's gather together. The chickens gather together to go roost. And a gathering together is what God is looking for. Not just a coming together. He's looking for a gathering together. In the end times, the Bible says he'll gather together his people from the four corners of the earth. Even in the wedding supper, he wanted his house full, and it wasn't full. And he told the servants to go out, and this is the word he said, and gather together. The good and the bad. Because there was one purpose. I want my house full. And when there's a gathering together, there's always one purpose. And they were gathered together in one mind and one accord. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And then when that got noised abroad, guess what? The multitude gathered together. A coming together is not what you need. A gathering together. For where two or three are gathered together in my midst, there am I in the midst. God is looking for two people, three people, a small church. It doesn't have to be the whole world. Just a couple people to gather together. He said, and there am I in the midst. So I'm here to tell you, get your act together. Wow, the Spirit of the Lord woke up Israel so that they would realize that I want you to talk about my mighty acts, and you can't talk about my mighty acts when you're worried about your own life and worried about conflict. Without the Spirit of God, then we are just walking dead men. You got up this morning, you got dressed, you came, and your mind can be 100 miles from here right now and not hear anything that's being said. When Ezekiel prophesied to those dead bones, brother, the Lord brought him out there and he said, can these bones live? Right. He looked out there and said, it was very dry. I mean, just a field of, you ever seen dry bones? I mean, they're white and they're scattered. They were scattered. And he said, can these bones live? And he said, Lord, thou knowest. I don't know. And the Lord said to him, prophesy, speak inspired, spirit-filled words to them. And as he began to speak and to prophesy, the Bible says that the winds began to blow. Hallelujah. When the Spirit of God moves, there's always something fixing to change. And the Lord moved upon the face of the waters. Hallelujah. And it began to change. The way things look today will change when you put God, let the Spirit move. And the bones begin to come together. The Bible said, every bone to his bone. Woo, I like that. Every bone. A dog may, a coyote may have drug one way across the field, but I'm telling you, there was a coming together of those two things. And they begin to gather together. Because when you gather together, you come together into one entity. It's all about, when you gather together, it's all about one thing. And then he said, after they gathered together, then they rose up and became an exceeding great army. Good, whoopee, but they had no spirit in them. And the Lord said, I will put my spirit inside of them. Hallelujah. And they will cry to me, as Brother Valentine mentioned, and I will listen to them. I will hearken. The spirit talks to what? Spirit. And so without the spirit of God, you'll never be awakened to righteousness. Let me finish this, Judges. Awake, awake, Deborah. Awake, awake. Utter a song. Arise, Barak, and lead thy captivity captive, thou son of Abinadab. Then he made him that remaineth have dominion over the nobles among the people. The Lord made me have dominion over the mighty. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, you can overcome when you have the spirit of awakening in your life. And God awakens you unto righteousness. And you make the changes that you need to make. You can become more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, who strengthens us. Hallelujah. Telling you, how did you want to be awakening? Gently, gently. Jacob was raised in a godly home. Jacob was not raised in an ungodly home. He had an ungodly mother. But he was in a godly home. And that's possible. His father was godly. His mother was ungodly. But he took after his mother rather than his father. And so what happened was this man, Jacob, he was a deceiver and didn't even care. I've seen real evil people, they don't care they stole from you. Evil people don't have compassion. They don't care you're hurting. They don't care they left that man half dead and half alive. They don't care. They don't even see it as wrong. And so Jacob was a swindler. He swindled his brother out of a birthright and deceives his father to get that double portion of that blessing from his brother Esau. And the only thing that Jacob was afraid of was Esau. That's the only thing he was afraid of, was the one that he did wrong. And he began to run. His mother told him, your brother will surely kill you because he hates you. You better run while you can and go to my brother's house. Another trickster. Running the family. And so this man, Jacob, gets up with his double portion. He gets up with the blessings. He's got everything that life could want. And he runs towards the borders of Haran. And on his journey toward his place of refuge at Laban's house, he gets tired. The furthest thing from Jacob's mind was God. All that was on his mind was me. I want this and I want that and I'm going to have this and I'm going to... Oh, my God, we get so carried away with ourselves. And he was running so he could keep what he's got. You know, thieves run. Why? So they can keep what they got. Oh, I got to tell you about this. I'm telling you, I'll never forget this as long as I live. And I don't want you to ever forget it either. So I'll look at you. I was driving down the road one day, and another car was coming like this, and we were going to pass. And all of a sudden, that car hit the brakes in the middle of the road. And I didn't know what they were stopping in the middle of the highway. I mean, this is in the middle of a four-lane highway. Stops in the middle of the road. And I looked, and there was two boys on a bicycle on the other side of the road, going my side of the road. And they pedaling away, you know. And when they heard that, they had stole them bikes. And out came a hen. I'm talking about a mama. She recognized them two bikes, and she came out of there screaming. And I'm like, get her, girl. Go, girl. I don't get them. It took me a while to realize, but those two guys jumped off that bike. They could have rode off the bike, but, Lord, they left the bikes right there on the sidewalk, and one took off one way and one took off another way. And I was like, go get her, girl. One went that way and one went that way. And she wheeled her car around. She popped that trunk open, brother. She packed both of those bicycles in that trunk and drove away. I can almost assure you them two boys went and found two more bikes. didn't bother them at all. That's why they have a place called jail. It's a place to let you stay there for a while and see if you'll awake. They're trying to wake you up. And this morning, I'm trying to wake you up, because by the time you get to a place called hell, you will wake up. Rich man woke up in hell and had compassion for his five brothers. Said, Lord, there's five, one in hell and five on the way. Send Lazarus, Lord, send Lazarus. He woke up. And he said, oh, they won't listen because they're asleep. Though a dead man would raise up, they won't listen. Here's Jacob, and he's tired and he's weary, and he goes to bed that evening because the sun was setting. Well, he'd have kept running if the sun would have stayed up. And I'm here to tell you, where will you be when the sun goes down? The sun began to set, and he's like, man, I'm tired. I don't even know where I'm at. I've never been this place before. He didn't even have his sleeping bag, but he had his birthright and he had his double blessing. He didn't have a sleeping bag, a pillow, a canteen, or nothing. He's alone. And he runs to this place and sits down. He says, Lord, this is as good as any. And he lays down and he's like, whoa, what am I going to use for a pillow? And he finds a rock. A rock. A stone. And he took of the stones of that place and he made for him a pillow. And he lay, that's tired. I'm telling you, when you're real tired, you don't care if it's Motel 6 or Hilton. You just want a bed. And he was tired, and he laid down, and he went to sleep. And while he slept, God began to talk to him in a dream. And in this dream, he sees him a ladder that is set up, and it truly was a setup. Jacob had been set up by God. I'm here to tell you, what you're going through is a setup. It's a setup to let you know what you need to change. And he looked and he saw a ladder set up upon the earth, and he was on the bottom. He was on the earth. And the angels of the Lord was ascending and descending. And at the top of the ladder was the Lord God Almighty. They said the God of his father, Abraham, grandpa, and the God of his father, Isaac. And how am I going to get up there? While he was sleeping, he was waking up. How am I going to, oh God, I'm at the bottom and all my kinfolk, they're all up there. How am I going to get up there? And as he slept, he began to dream about this ladder. And the ladder, he said, was high up into the heavens. And when he woke up. And the Lord was speaking to him when he woke up. He said, surely I'll be with you every step of the way. So that wherever you put your foot, the same promise I gave grandpa and the same promise I gave your daddy, that promise will be good, but you got to climb that ladder like they did. Was it not Abraham said, I and the lad go up the mountain to worship and come again unto you, ascending and descending, worshiping God? Hallelujah. And so he looks at this ladder and realizes that if I'm ever going to get up there, I got to change. But God is trying to change him and make him realize, I'm going to bless you every step of the way. Genesis 28 and 16. And Jacob awoke out of his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place. And I knew it. I didn't expect it. I didn't know it. I don't know how this is, but the Spirit of God was awakening him spiritually. And he said, surely the Lord was in this place, and I didn't even recognize it. But what he was seeing is his situation had brought him to realize God. How do you want to be woke up? I forgot. Yeah. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God and the gate to heaven. Jacob woke up and realized that all the wrong he had done in the past and all the promises of God were waiting on him if he would just change. The Spirit of the Lord woke him up and he was afraid of God. You hearing me? You ever woke up scared? Ever woke up afraid? And not even know why you're afraid? Let me tell you something. Anytime you do wrong, you need to be afraid of God. David made a new cart. He said, oh, let's just make a new cart. I'm tired of doing it the way the Levites do it and the way that they did. Let's make a new cart. And he got an ox and he set it upon a new cart. The Bible says he's going to transport it that way. But when the ox stumbled and the cart began to tilt and the man reached up and died, David woke up. It took all that to get him to wake up to realize this is not what God wants. And the Bible says that he was afraid of God that day. I'm here to tell somebody, if you know you're doing wrong and you're not afraid, you're still asleep. You better pray, God, wake me up. You need to be afraid of God. When Adam did wrong, what happened? He went and hid himself. Why? He said, I was afraid. And you'll never win sinners till they get afraid of God. Until they wake up and realize, I'm lost. You never get saved. And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillows, and he set up for a pillar. He turned from a pillow to a monument, if you will, and poured oil upon it, or an anointing, if you will. And he called the name of that place Bethel, which means the house of God. But the name of that city was Luz at the first. And Jacob, now here's the change, my brothers and sisters. This is that conniver. I'm telling you, the Spirit of God woke him up. He dreamed a dream. Are you hearing me? And the Lord said, wake up. I'm trying to do it as gentle as I can. I could, for all the wrong you did, Lord, I ought to be mad. I ought to wake you up like you shook heaven up. You did your old man wrong. You did your brother wrong. Now I'm going to, he didn't do that. It's gentleness that makes you great. And here Jacob wakes up and he's thinking different. And Jacob vowed a vow saying, if God will be with me and he will keep me in the way that I go and give me bread to eat and raiment to put on. I'm talking about bare necessities. He's grown from having all that he could possibly want in life to saying, God, I don't need none of those things. I realize that I just need you. If you'll give me the bare necessities, give me some bread to eat and some raiment to put on. Hallelujah. Then the Lord will be my God. Hallelujah. And this stone, he took this stone. Wait, let me read verse 21. So that I come again to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God. He's just wanting peace. I'm tired of hearing the archers. I'm tired of the war. I'm tired of the strife. I'm tired of running. When are you going to get tired of that stuff and lay down and wake up new? He said, Lord, I realize this is not where it's at. I just need peace. I need food. I need raiment. And therewith be content, the Bible says. Whew, hallelujah. Jacob could have rolled over and went back to sleep, but the Bible says he arose. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be the God's house. And all that that thou shalt give me, I surely give a tenth unto thee. God, I'm not going to be a taker anymore. I'm going to be a giver. Hallelujah. Jacob rolled over and could have went back to sleep, but he got up, brother. He didn't hit the snooze button. He arose and changed. David said these words, lighten mine eyes, Lord, lest I sleep the sleep of